You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Siobhan Berkemey reports in the New York Times about the American Dance Institute's move to Catskill. The group broke ground earlier in the month at a former lumber yard along Catskill Creek in the village. In addition to opening up state in a few years, the Institute is expanding its role as a presenter of dance and opening its first New York City season with a five-week series at the Kitchen starting June 2nd. The nonprofit has a new office in the Flatiron District in New York City, with the Catskill location scheduled to open in 2018. Read the full story in the New York Times. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that many speakers at a state public service commission hearing May 26th about the state's energy policy did not like the current plans to use nuclear power. 16 people attended the public hearing about the state's Reforming the Energy Vision plan. The plan includes wind and solar power systems, creating microgrids for communities, and developing bioenergy sources and nuclear power as ways to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases by 40% by the year 2030 and 80% by 2050. Dutchess County legislator Joel Tyner said, quote, "We're talking about real kids getting real cancer from nuclear reactors that you are promoting. We're talking about real mothers dealing with real infant mortality issues and their babies dying from nuclear reactors that you and your organization are promoting," end quote. Kenneth Ponza, a former Woodstock town councilman, was the only speaker who supported nuclear power plants, specifically near Lake Ontario. Quote, "The Jenna and Fitzpatrick nuclear plants combined represent about 1,500 megawatts of capacity and will generate about 12,000 gigawatt hours of zero carbon electricity," he said. Quote, "If these plants close, this amount of zero carbon generation would increase the already formidable requirement for renewable generation by 36%, end quote. Jennifer Metzger, a Rosendale town councilwoman and co-founder of the group Citizens for Local Power, said, quote, "It's also about the impact of fossil fuel infrastructure on our communities. The town of Rosendale is fighting a project to build pipelines carrying fracked and volatile Bakken crude oil through our lands and water. We and other communities along the Pilgrim Path will bear the risk for a project that directly contradicts New York's climate and energy goals," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Jordan Carleo Evangelist reports in the Albany Times-Union that the proposal to criminalize refusing additional security screenings at Albany International Airport met with much opposition at a public hearing May 24th, and County Attorney Daniel Lynch says the proposal likely violates the Fourth Amendment. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple requested the law at the request of the Transportation and Safety Administration's upstate airport security director. Apple believes terrorists should not be able to test security procedures by leaving lines when asked for additional screenings. The county legislature's Public Safety Committee tabled the legislation after hearing the opposition at the hearing. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. New York's Department of Transportation did not shut down Route 9H on May 25th, and instead, Route 9H and Route 23 between U.S. Route 9 and Orchard Road will be closed beginning at 9 a.m. Tuesday, May 31st. Traffic will be directed to follow a posted detour. The road will be closed for construction until approximately November 11th, 2016. This has been the WGXC News Update.